The following is a production of Snake Tree Media. This is Urgent Frequency, the Sonic Sit Rep for Urgent Fury. The hottest tactical gamer community on the World Wide Web. And now, here's your host, Commander Claymore Fury.
Hoo-yah, Frequency Freaks! I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is a very special pre-3 episode of Urgent Frequency for the week of Sunday, June 5th, 2011. California, here we come as Urgent Fury invades the Los Angeles Convention Center with the rest of the gaming world to once again be part of the Electronic Entertainment Exposition, or E3, and we'll tell you what's what and what's not. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we kick off E3 2011. There's an Electronic Entertainment Exposition in our pants, and you're all invited. This is Urgent Frequency.
Hey, this is Eduardo Vasconcelos, a community manager for Medal of Honor over at Electronic Arts. You're listening to Urgent Frequency, only on UrgentFury.com.
I am Commander Claymore Fury for UrgentFury.com. The brave men and women in our nation's armed forces made a commitment to protect us and our freedoms. Many will come home with missing limbs, severe burns, or traumatic brain injuries. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes through programs and services that help make their recoveries that much easier. Regardless of your position on the war, our wounded veterans deserve our support. To learn more, call 1-877-TEAM-WWP. That's 1-877-832-6997. Or visit WoundedWarriorProject.org. Hoo-yah. Next time on Urgent Frequency Television. Urgent Frequency Television invades the Ark to get the full scoop on Splash Damage's futuristic action shooter, Brink. Then Jack leaves the pitch long enough to hit the links and gives us all a full flyby of Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12, the Masters Edition. All that plus new installments of NoobTube and Bullet Points. It's all next time on Urgent Frequency Television, exclusively on PlayStation Home. Be sure to visit www.urgentfury.com for more information about Urgent Fury or Urgent Frequency Television. Urgent Fury. Win with honor. Lose with dignity.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
Excuse me, what?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics. 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Urgent Frequency.
Oh no, there's a policeman coming.
All right, everybody, you know what to do. Alcoholics, transform!
Although the Electronic Entertainment Exposition, or E3, doesn't officially begin for another 14 hours or so, in typical E3 fashion, the calm before the storm wasn't that calm at all. It's only Monday, and man, we've already seen a week's worth of announcements from nearly every major developer in the industry. Once again, Urgent Fury has made the trip to the Golden Coast to rub shoulders with the gaming industry, visiting old friends, and hopefully making new ones. Here to help me with this pre-3 special report. Shane came up with that, by the way. Joining me from Los Angeles, California, via Skype, is Urgent Fury CIO Shane Bell with a recap of Sony's press conference. Of course, he got to go to the press conference and hang out with all the Sony big wigs. And also joining me are the host and co-host of Urgent Frequency Television. It is Jack UK Dellhouse and Wolfie D. Gentlemen, everybody, welcome to this very special pre-3 special report.
Hello, hello.
What a good early morning.
over there, Commander Fury.
Yeah, I'm burning the midnight oil and then some to hang out with you guys. Man, you know, just like I said, just a crazy, crazy week, and it's only Monday. So, and the show hasn't even started. You know, we got to go last year. It was such a big deal. It was so much fun, and it just opened up so many doors and so many opportunities for Urgent Fury. And we've been planning this since last year, and this year we've decided that we're going to be devoted to trying to bring everybody out there in the Urgent Fury community. We're going to try to bring you to Los Angeles, California for the next 3 days, and we're going to try to show you the sights, sounds, and try to give you the feeling. I've been calling it in our pre-production meetings and stuff like that. I've been calling it a rock star atmosphere, and it really is. It's the event for the gaming culture, the gaming industry, and man, just today we talked about some of the things that have been going on. Now, Shane, of course, we're going to let you tell us a little bit about what happened at the Sony press conference. We found out that Battlefield 3, we got to more specific stuff on Battlefield 3. We're going to talk about that, including a revised release date for Battlefield 3. So stand by for that. What else? Oh, Modern Warfare 3. We got to actually see a live demo as 420 Robert Bowling got up and got on the stage and just showed probably, I don't know, I think it's going to be one of the games that, even though the whole Call of Duty franchise, they've been really repeating themselves here lately. I've got to say, what I saw in the demo today really impressed me. What else? Oh, we found out, of course, that Ghost Recon, celebrating their 10th anniversary, they've got Ghost Recon Future Soldier and some other stuff. So we're going to talk about all that stuff, and we're going to talk about some of the people that we're going to try to meet up with this week and introduce to the Urgent Fury community. Shane, what's going on, man? Let's start with you. Let's talk about the Sony press conference.
Wait. Let's start about Microsoft. It was first.
I don't know if I'm impressed or depressed by some of the news we heard about Microsoft.
The reason I want to talk about that first is because after seeing that and getting together with everybody, it has now been called the Microsoft Connect Conference.
Oh, you know what? That's, I got to say, halfway through the conference, I was like, are they showing off the games or are they showing off the Connect? And as it turned out, 90% of their press conference was, check it out, we got the Connect to work.
Yeah, and you can talk to it now. That sums up the press conference. We can move on now.
The one thing I did like about the Connect conference, and I don't know if Jack or Will, which, I mean, today has really been a transition day, so I don't know what you guys saw of it, but the one thing that I did like, I'm a big fan of Colin Farrell. I hate to say that. I hate to admit that, but I'm a huge fan of Colin Farrell, and I only say that because that's the reason I watched Minority Report. But if you'll recall, in Minority Report, they could, like, manipulate video screens, and kind of like Iron Man does, like Tony Stark does in the Iron Man films. He can manipulate the fibers of light and get the screens to appear like in midair and stuff. But that's pretty much what the whole Kinect thing was with Ghost Recon. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it was actually kind of bizarre because of the hand movements that you have to make to reload your weapon and to fire the weapon and all that stuff. But now you, Shane, you went to the Sony press conference. I got to watch a little bit of that, but give us kind of an overview of what you saw at the press conference there.
So the big things we saw was, one, a surprise to everybody and even Sony staff, was the announcement of the $499 HD TV that's PlayStation brand. They started off right away discussing the whole PlayStation outage. I mean, he came right out and just, let's talk about this. We're sorry. We thank you. This is what we're doing. And just got that out of the way.
And that's to their credit. I mean, I got to say, you know, I think Wolfie D and I, we talked about this earlier. We speculated as to whether or not, you know, they would say anything about it. And it's actually kind of good to hear that they did address it. So so was most of the thing in 3D? I noticed that that there were 3D glasses all about.
It was probably 40% 3D, is a good safe number. There's some great games coming out in 3D. There's some games we already knew that were going to be 3D. They're remastering a couple of things into 3D. But 3D was not the focus like last year. This year's focus really was on expanding of the PlayStation Network outside of just the PS3. Things like adding Cinema Now, you know, that's huge. Other things like with the NGP and being able to take whatever game you're playing on the, not the NGP, it's now called the, somebody help me with the funky name.
Oh,
Vita Loca.
Yeah, I started to say, isn't it the PS Vita or something?
Yeah, PS Vita, thank you. So on the PS Vita, they showed how you can start your game, you'll be playing, when you get home, you decide you want to play it on the PS3, you save it, pick it back up on your PS3, and just start up where you left off. You know, that's a big deal. I think that's really great. They announced the first PS3 cross-platform game that's going to work on both PS3 and PC at the same time. You're actually going to be playing against PC players with your PS3. We've been waiting for that for a long time. It should be like that with all these games. Of course, everything about the Vita, they talked about the fact you can get 3G service through AT&T, the wireless version that doesn't have a cell phone contract that's tied up to all the different features of the Vita, stuff coming out with the PlayStation, what they're calling Suite, expanding. They're going to be expanding PlayStation games outside of the PlayStation phone, and it's going to be any Android phone. There's going to be a whole list of phones that you can actually use PlayStation games on now, which is huge, you know, because all of us, you know, I use a Droid, Commander Fury use a Droid, Jack, I don't, you use an iPhone, don't you?
Yeah.
Jack is iPhone, and he's down to 37%.
So, yeah, that touches on the points. We're going to be covering a whole lot this week, and one of the things I will touch on that we got out of the conference is one thing we're going to be giving away to the new premium membership is a VIP voucher for PlayStation Home worth $130.
Wow.
So we'll have more details on the site here in the next week or so on what you can do to get the chance to win this $130 voucher from PlayStation Home.
Now, I would be remiss if I did not mention that while we are at E3, and we are at E3 again due to the generosity of our friends over at Brady Games, you can find them in the West Hall at booth 4036. Go on by and say hi to them. Tell them to have a good show. We're going to be hanging out with them all week long. And again, they've been kind enough to share some of their booth space with us. And we're going to try to get some interviews this week. We might actually be talking to some legitimate heavy hitters in the gaming industry this week. I know you guys have talked about Cade Peterson from PlayStation Home, Jeremy Dunham. We might talk to him. Maybe even we might have a few SOCOM surprises. We'll just have to wait and see. Off-Duty Gamers, of course, I interviewed those guys a couple of episodes back. I found out that Rigger and Mortarman are going to actually be helping Battlefield 3 with some of their floor demos. And you guys are going to actually interview them on Wednesday. They're going to come by the Brady Games booth there. Some of the other things that we found out about today, and of course, we're just going to go through this, and we're going to talk about some of the things we learned today, and then some of the things that we're going to try to find out for you this week. Of course, Battlefield 3, that was a big announcement. They've got the multiplayer, the playable demo, Operation Metro, and it's exclusively at E3. We're going to try to talk with Eddie Vasconcelos and the rest of the gang there at DICE, and you know, if you saw the demo today, it was phenomenal. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that, but it was just beautiful. We're going to try to go by and talk to the guys at Bethesda because they're just so nice. They got some DLC coming out. We're going to talk with hopefully Bongo Boy will be in the house. Konami, now this is something we talked about this. We're going to get a first look at not one, but two new titles that are coming out from Autumn Games, their studio with Konami. Skullgirls, Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine. And I don't even know if I like the name of that, but that sounds pretty interesting, and you guys are going to hang out with them. We're going to be looking at Metal Gear Solid Rising, Birds of Steel, Silent Hill Downpour, all from Konami. We told you, Ice-T, the spokesperson, so far he's the spokesperson at E3 for Gears of War 3, and of course Microsoft also announced for the Xbox 360 Halo 4, and a retooling of I don't know if it's the very first Halo game or some Halo game that's coming up. Nintendo, you guys are going to try to find out more about Project Cafe, aka the Wii 2. We're going to try to find out everything we can about most of the Sony titles, Infamous 2, Twisted Metal. I hear that we might even have a shot at talking to Jaffe. I figure if he'll talk to Glenn over at PS Nation, maybe you guys should hang out with him, and then that way you could talk to Jaffe. Some information about a SOCOM 4 DLC map pack that is forthcoming. Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. Those are just just a few of the games from Sony we're going to look at. Take-Two Interactive, they're going to be there. And, of course, they've got L.A. Noire. They're already talking about just two or three DLC packs. Max Payne 3, the game XCOM that everybody's talking about. Rumors rumbling in the gaming industry about Grand Theft Auto's new title. Duke Nukem Forever. Spec Ops The Line, the game that has replaced Ghost Recon Future Soldier as the game that we just have no clue when it or if it will ever come out. THQ, Red Faction Armageddon, Battlegrounds, Saints Row the Third, Homefront. We're going to try to see if we can get some intel about a possible Homefront DLC pack. And of course, Ghost Recon Future Soldier, man. They have a keen understanding of Tom Clancy's vision of futuristic military shooters. And Ghost Recon Future Soldier does look stunning. It looks pretty good. We're going to talk about the Gunsmith feature, the four-player co-op, multiplayer specs, and of course they got a live demo on the show floor. We're going to try to find out about gameplay and details about the possible beta. We just got a big bunch of stuff lined up for this week. Now please come on by, hang out with us if you have an opportunity while you're at E3, or if you're at E3, come on by, hang out. But if you can't be there, that's why we're doing this. If you can't be there, all you got to do is go to urgentfury.com, stay there, hit refresh every 10 minutes.
We're very excited. There's lots of cool stuff. I think there's going to be loads of groundbreaking stuff. We're really excited about the Ghost Recon title, and we're even going to attempt to get some sort of interviews and some more information from Ubisoft about Ghost Recon and even Brothers in Arms.
That's a big piece of news. I can't even believe I didn't bring that up. Brothers in Arms, they announced that today, that they're going to do a new Brothers in Arms title. Is it going to be a World War II shooter? I don't know.
Yeah, there might be just a tad of irony making it a World War II shooter, but we'll see how it goes.
A lot of potential there, though. The other thing that shocked me today about Battlefield 3 was originally, and as far back as I can remember from the first mention of Battlefield 3, the release date has been in November. At first, I think it was even late November, and I think November 20th, maybe. But they have actually pushed up for the first time. Usually you hear about a title being pushed back. This has been pushed up. October 25th will be the release date for Battlefield 3. So that's
we'll try and get some more information on why that was, if we can. There's even rumors of the beta launching in September as well.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about that. I think everybody's excited. And you know, this game from the beginning, I mean, and of course I've been raving about it for the last 2 or 3 months, but if it plays anything like it looks, and I say this all the time, but if it plays anything like it looks, I just don't know how you could make that better. But you know, they were talking about that today on Spike TV. I watched this, and they were talking about how this is actually good because and we've seen it. We've seen Activision become so much more proactive about their Call of Duty franchise, specifically Modern Warfare. This is going to be good for the market because Battlefield 3 is going to set the bar, just like Modern Warfare, the original Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4 did a few years ago. They've actually reset the bar, just like SOCOM did in the beginning. It's going to be a great show, man. I think we're going to have a great time every day at 3:30 to 4 p.m. Pacific. That's when you guys are doing your booth interviews, correct, Jack?
Yeah, that's what we've got scheduled, and we're looking forward to it.
So come on by, meet Jack, meet Wolfie D. If Shane's around, you can meet him too. They'll sign something for you. I won't even specify what they'll sign. I'm sure they'll sign anything.
Well, depends what she looks like.
Indeed. Indeed.
There are posters available.
Yeah, we're going to have some posters, and we're also going to, I'm pretty sure we have our heavy stock flyers that made their debut at PAX East. These are almost like having a little mini Urgent Fury poster, so come on by and pick one up, and just say hi to the gang, and who knows, we might have a bunch of prizes just laying around that we'll give to random folks if they come by and hang out with us and meet us and stuff like that. All kinds of stuff. Every day and I'm not going to give you a time, but every night, I should say, we will be doing a recap, a wrap-up of the day's events on the show floor of E3 at the Los Angeles Convention Center, Los Angeles, California. Man, I wish I was there, guys. I really do. What are we having to eat after we hang up here tonight?
Whatever's open.
Listen, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Of course, this is the abbreviated pre-3 special, and we wanted to do this. We talked about not doing a podcast, but I think it's important that we go ahead and get this show on the road, man. This is going to be a great week for Urgent Fury, and it's going to be a great week for the gaming industry as we are knee-deep in E3. Guys, listen, be safe out there, and don't take any wooden nickels, and remember, Rolling Stone gathers no moss, and stuff like that. The new episode...
I was expecting Don't Let Shane Drive.
Yeah, Don't Let Shane Drive. If you can at all avoid that, Don't Let Shane Drive. It's kind of funny that he doesn't have a company car this time. I'm not going to say that was my fault or anything, but gentlemen, have a great show. You know, that's what they say out there during E3. You shake somebody's hand, you say, hey, have a great show. So have a great show. And of course, you can go to blip.tv/ufreaktv to get all of those updates. And we're going to be putting some behind the scenes stuff over there and all kinds of stuff. So you want to go over there, tell your friends to go over there, tell your friends to go over there, and their moms and their babysitters and all that good stuff. Anyway, the next episode of Urgent Frequency Television will launch this Thursday or next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Of course, you can go to the PlayStation Home Community Theater and see the current episode, which features... What does it feature? I hope it features Mortal Kombat and L.A. Noire and some other stuff. But go on over to the Community Theater, check that out. Jack UK Dellhouse, Wolfie D from Urgent Frequency Television, thanks for being here, guys. And Shane, good job on the... of course, we're going to post up pictures and stuff like that on the blog, and we'll try to have some audio for you on the next podcast as far as the Sony press conference. Anyway, it's time for us to go. We're going to get out of here. Gentlemen, again, thanks for coming. It's Urgent Fury at E3 all week long. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. UrgentFury.com for all of your E3 needs. We're going to try to cover it all for you folks. And as usual, kids, don't forget to network with us via Twitter, on Facebook, on the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, and on our Blip TV channel, where you can see full episodes of Urgent Frequency Television, as well as news you can use from the gaming industry. Be sure to email us this week with any questions, comments, or suggestions that you might have regarding our trip to E3 at CommanderFury@UrgentFury.com. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings, LLC, and right here in the studio by Allison Armstrong. It's time for me to go, guys. We're in touch, so you'll be in touch. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah!